pro teams have millions to spend, and they don't always spend them wisely. But when it comes to a great shave, you don't have to shell out tons of cash. Harry's saw customers getting ripped off by the shaving industry, with overpriced, underperforming products, and decided to do something better. They found their own way to make beautifully designed razors for a fraction of the price of the other big brands, so you never wonder if you overpaid. Harry's shaving products look great, and the weighted handle makes shaving feel great too. I like to keep my beard neat, and Harry's always leaves me with a smooth yet crisp shave. Harry's quality is top-notch, thanks to German-engineered blades made in their own factory that stay sharp longer. You can get a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, foaming shave gel, and a travel cover for just $3 at harrys.com/bluewire. And Harry's has the highest customer satisfaction in the shaving industry, plus a convenient subscription option that you can cancel at any time. Getting the best doesn't mean spending the most when you shave with Harry's. Get started with a $13 trial set for just $3 at harrys.com/bluewire. That's harrys.com/bluewire for a $3 trial set.
The Soccer Gambling Podcast on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network is brought to you by Hall of Fame Bets, the sports betting research platform for parlays, player props, and game lines. Download the Hall of Fame Bets app or visit hofbets.com and use the code SGPN to get 50% off your first month and start making smarter bets today. We're also brought to you by Cut. Cut is a peer-to-peer social betting platform that's US-based and legal in 40 states. Head over to Cut, that's KUTT.com, and use the promo code SGPN for a 10% deposit bonus. And finally, we're also brought to you by the SGPN NFL Playoff Challenge, sponsored by Edge Boost. It's free to enter, and 20 grand in Edge Boost deposit bonuses is up for grabs. Enter today at sportsgamblingpodcast.com/NFL playoff. That's sportsgamblingpodcast.com/NFL playoff. You are listening to your AFCON, African Cup of Nations preview here on the Soccer Gambling Podcast. This is a futures show looking at the potential outright winner and all of the groups. You can follow the Soccer Gambling Podcast on X at SGP Soccer. That's at SGP Soccer. You can also follow the Sports Gambling Podcast Network account on X at the SGP Network. That's at the SGP Network. You can also find the Sports Gambling Podcast at Gambling Podcast. That's at Gambling Podcast. Also, be sure to follow my other X account. That one is at Lock Betting X. That's at Lock Betting X. Lock Betting has delivered 127 months in a row of transparent and track profit as the month of December, as of the month of December. The account at LockBetting X, it will be posting free plays through the month of January, mainly tennis plays because the Australian Open is starting tomorrow. I will be posting up a future show covering the Australian Open for you guys, and we'll be posting some free plays on the X account. But the main reason, as I mentioned, to follow that account is because lockbetting.com has delivered 127 months in a row of transparent and track profit. And on that X account, that is where we post the spreadsheet. The latest spreadsheet is easy to find. It's always the pin tweet. The rest of them are down there if you scroll down, but they're easy to find by simply going over to lockbetting.com and looking at the spreadsheet section. When you look through my spreadsheets, not only will you see that I'm tracked and transparent and that I make a profit every single month and have done for over a decade with 127 months in a row of profit delivered and counting, But I also know how to manage a bankroll. I don't use a one-unit play and chase it with a two-unit play. You don't find five-unit plays on my spreadsheet, 10-unit plays, 20-unit plays, whale plays, max plays, play of the year, play of the month. None of that bullshit that is Monopoly money nonsense for the fake cappers on X who don't make you any money. I do, and as a result, I make betting more fun for those with a disposable income who want to engage in this hobby. And that's what it is. It's a hobby for people with a disposable income. If you don't have a disposable income, don't gamble. But if you do, we can make it more fun by managing that bankroll sensibly for you and making a profit on a monthly basis. In the month of December, we absolutely smashed the books for £4,450, which once converted is over $6,000. And that is a tracked and transparent fact. As you can see, the spreadsheet is the pinned tweet on the account at LockBangX. And if you scroll down, you can see the fact that members have verified that with their comments. So check out the comments, check out everything, do your due diligence. And once you've done that research and you have any further questions, I'll be happy to answer them either at LockBangX or at SGP Soccer. That's at SGP Soccer. Make sure you're following both accounts and make sure you subscribe to everything, because we have a ton of shows coming out this weekend. Not only are you getting this African Nations preview, but you also have all of the usual shows: BetMUFC, Scamessa Italia, the EPL show. You have the Bundesliga show over on the Lock Betting feed. We also have an edition of the Fight Show dropping this weekend as well, along with a Australian Open Tennis Grand Slam preview, which I've already promoted and mentioned here at the top of the show. So make sure you check everything out. And the only way to never miss a show is to subscribe not only to the Soccer Gambling Podcast, but to the Sports Gambling Podcast Network feed as well. Let's move on to looking at the futures markets here for the African Cup of Nations. We begin with the outright winner, where Senegal and Morocco are tied at the top of the market. Both of them are available at 6-1 to lift this trophy, with Ivory Coast and Algeria the joint second favourites at the price of 7-1. Mo Salah's Egypt are available at 9-1. Behind them, we have Nigeria at 10-1. Tunisia are at 11-1. Ghana and Cameroon are tied together at 14-1. Mali are at 20-1. You have 33-1 on Congo, 40-1 on Burkina Faso, who could spring a few upsets in this year's competition, in my opinion. And then you have South Africa at 50-1. And everybody else from this point is bigger than 66-1. In my opinion, it's difficult really to look past the squad depth that Morocco have. Now, Senegal lifted their first African Cup of Nations title after winning the 2021 tournament, and they will be looking to get their hands on the trophy again. And they are the joint favourites at 6-1 with Morocco, who were the 1976 champions. And whilst they've come close to winning it for a second time, including finished runners-up in 2004, they haven't been able to get it done. However, they did break brand new ground when they reached the last four of the World Cup, and that was only 14 months ago. And that form makes them the obvious standout. And that wasn't a fluke. They didn't have an easy route to success in Qatar. They topped a section containing Croatia, Belgium and Canada before beating Spain and Portugal in the knockout stages. By the time they faced France, they had a number of injuries and were, to be honest, comfortably beaten 2-0 by the French in the semi-finals. But they were the standout surprise package of the tournament, and that largely comes as a result of their defence. And defence is a core factor in the AFCON. A lot of these games are going to go under 2.5 goals. There were just 100 goals scored in 52 games at the last event, and I see nothing changing here. And therefore, I believe their solid defence gives Morocco a clear advantage, even ahead of Senegal here in this tournament. when you look at the defenders, they have the likes of Mazraoui, Hakimi and Roman Sias. They will be the envy of other teams in the tournament when it comes to their backline. They also have a lot of squad depth when you're looking at the creativity of Hakim Ziyech and Youssef En-Nesyri. They have themselves a top striker here, a top level striker, and therefore that makes it difficult to pick any real holes in this squad. They've also bolstered their World Cup squad with some very, very solid youngsters who are looking to make an impact here in this tournament. Now, there's no doubt that the likes of Egypt, Algeria, Senegal and Ivory Coast are all serious contenders who could lift this trophy. But if I'm being asked to make a pick here, I think Morocco's defence is what separates them from the rest of the pack. They also have the momentum from getting to the final four of the World Cup. And if I was to make a pick on the outright winner, I would say Morocco would be very difficult to stop if they can replicate the form of the World Cup and if they're motivated to do so here at this tournament. So my pick to win it will be Morocco at the price of 6-1 plus 600. But any number of teams could win this one. We could also have a surprise package as well. We'll talk more about the individual teams as we run through who may or may not win the groups. Before we move on to that, let me take a quick pause here to tell you guys about the SGPN Playoff Challenge. We are proud to announce the SGP Playoff Challenge. EdgeBoost is the first Bet Now, Play Later provider that enables you to double your bet at any sportsbook or DFS site with no interest. The contest is a bankroll-style contest where you start with 10,000 virtual units. At the end of the playoffs, the biggest bankroll will win credit into higher advanced limits from EdgeBoost. Now, looking at what the winners get, the top three will get a deposit match from EdgeBoost up to $2,500 with no interest or fees. And the top 25 will get a deposit match from Edge up to $500 with no interest or fees. Go to sportsgamblingpodcast.com/playoff to enter. That's sportsgamblingpodcast.com/playoff. Let me also take this pause to tell you guys about DraftKings Sportsbook, an official betting partner of the NFL playoffs, and they are bringing you an offer that will help make the playoffs electrifying. New customers can now bet $5 on any game to get $200 instantly in bonus bets. So download that DraftKings Sportsbook app and use that promo code SGPN to get yourself an exclusive offer of getting $200 in bonus bets instantly when you bet just $5. That's only available at DraftKings Sportsbook with the code SGP. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-78-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY, which is 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for a gambling problem. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Play responsibly on behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas. 21 plus age varies by jurisdiction. This is void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.com/football for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources. Let me also utilize this pause to tell you guys about Game Time, where we all know buying tickets to your favourite events can be stressful, but it shouldn't be. I've been in situations where I've decided to go to something at the last minute, didn't know whether to pull the trigger on tickets, my good tickets have gone, or it can work the other way around. You can pull the trigger on tickets and then better seats become available or cheaper seats become available. It shouldn't be that stressful, and Game Time alleviates that by being a fast and easy way to buy tickets for sports, music, comedy and theatre near you with killer last minute deals and the best price guarantee. You can stop stressing over the tickets and start getting hyped for the fun you'll actually have at the event. The Game Time guarantee means you'll always get the best price. If you find the same section or row for less, Game Time will credit you 110% of the difference. There's a reason it's the fastest growing ticketing app in the country. So snag them tickets without the stress with Game Time. It's perfect for the playoffs. Download the Game Time app, create an account and use the code CFBX for $20 off your first purchase. The terms apply, but again, create an account, redeem the code CFBX for $20 off. Download Game Time today for last minute tickets at the lowest price guaranteed. Let's move on to looking at the groups here in the African Cup of Nations. We will begin with Group A, where Ivory Coast are the narrow favourites here at 4-5, Nigeria are at 5-4, Equatorial Guinea are at 14-1, and then you have the rank outsiders, Guinea-Bissau, at 18-1. As the odds tell you, this should be a straight-up battle between the Ivory Coast and Nigeria, the clear favourites. The hosts should be given a good run for their money here by Nigeria, who have lost just once in 2023 and have a host of very good attacking options here, including Iheanacho from Leicester and Victor Osimhen from Napoli. But I do believe that the hosts will end up edging out Nigeria here in the group. Up next in Group B, we do have Mo Salah's Egypt. They are the favourites, the narrow favourites to win Group B ahead of Ghana. It's 4-5 on Egypt. It's 11-8 on Ghana. It's 10-1 on Cape Verde. And Mozambique are available at 33-1. Egypt have a favourites chance here of topping Group B, particularly as Nigeria haven't been very good lately. So I do believe Egypt should be shorter over a Ghana side who have lost three of the last four games in 2023. They have a solid defence as usual, and then you have Mo Salah up front trying to score the goals. That combination should be enough for the Pharaohs to finish above the Black Stars, in my opinion. So I'll be backing the favourites, Egypt, to win that group. Looking at Group C, you have Senegal as the 5-6 favourites to finish ahead of Cameroon, who are available at 6-4. Then you have Guinea at 15-2 and Gambia at 20-1. In this particular group, again, I cannot look past the favourites and defending champions, Senegal. They only recently beat Cameroon in October, and they should be able to repeat that result here in the African Cup of Nations, which should help them win the group. Senegal even sport a victory over Brazil in their recent history. And for all these reasons, it's hard to look beyond the favourites. I'm going to take Senegal to win Group C. We've taken all the favourites so far, and that's not going to change here with Group D, where Algeria are the overwhelming favourites at 1-3 to win the group. You've got Burkina Faso at 4-1. You've got Mauritania at 12-1 and Angola at 14-1. Yep, Algeria could be a parlay piece with any other group winner that you really fancy. They're a short price, and it's very, very hard to see anybody but them winning the group. So it's not really worth spending too much time on this group. So let's move on to Group E. And the favourites for that group are Tunisia at 5-6. You've got Mali at 2-1, South Africa at 5-1, and Namibia at 22-1. Finally, we can give a shot to an underdog here, and that's Mali at 2-1. They actually topped their qualifying group and could be valued to repeat that feat in the finals. The midfield looks very, very solid when you're looking at the likes of Yves Bissouma and Babacar Traoré in the midfield. They also have a lot of solid youngsters coming through. I also think that this team has an attacking edge, which could be very important in what could be a low-scoring tournament. Their defence is also very, very solid. Tunisia are the rightful favourites, but I'm just willing to fade them because their form so far in 2023 hasn't been great. I'm looking to take an underdog to win one of these groups, and I think your best bet is probably going to be to take Mali here at the price of 2-1. Up next, we move on to the final group, which is Group F. That group features Monaco, Congo, Zambia and Tanzania. Monaco here are the 2-5 favourites to win the group. It's 9-2 on Congo. It's 13-2 here on Zambia. And it's 12-1 here on Tanzania. Again, we go back to another favourite, and as we have tipped Monaco as our most likely winners of the tournament, they're obviously an automatic pick here to win the group. They are a World Cup semi-finalist, and this is a serious drop in class for them. They have an impressive backline that we've already mentioned. And we didn't even mention the goalkeeper, Yassine Bonu, who became a cult figure for them at the World Cup in Qatar. This is pretty much the same group of players who managed to get through to that World Cup semi-final. So logic would tell you that they should be very, very strong here, strong contenders for the overall competition. And they should certainly come through as the group winners of this group with Congo, Zambia and Tanzania. Before we move on to looking at the top goal scorer in this competition and giving out our lock here for the show, let me take a quick pause here to tell you guys about Cut. Cut is the peer-to-peer social betting platform that's US-based and legal in 40 states. Head to cut.com, that's K-U-T-T.com, and use the promo code SGPN for a 10% deposit bonus. Let me also take this pause to tell you guys about Underdog Fantasy, who have a way to play alongside your favorite fantasy players all season long. NFL, NBA, NHL, college basketball, and college football. Simply pick higher or lower on your favorite players' fantasy stats, and you can cash in. So watch along, make your picks, and maybe make a little cash over on Underdog's mobile app or website, underdogfantasy.com. When you sign up with the promo code SGPN, Underdog will double your first deposit up to $100. That's Underdog Fantasy and the promo code SGPN. And finally, let me give a shout out here to Hall of Fame Bets, where you can stop betting in the dark and join over 30,000 users researching with Hall of Fame Bets, where you can craft more intelligent data-driven parlays. Download the Hall of Fame Bets app or visit hofbets.com and use our promo code SGPN to get 50% off your first month today. You can start researching and start winning now with Hall of Fame Bets.
Pro teams have millions to spend, and they don't always spend them wisely. But when it comes to a great shave, you don't have to shell out tons of cash. Harry's saw customers getting ripped off by the shaving industry with overpriced, underperforming products and decided to do something better. They found their own way to make beautifully designed razors for a fraction of the price of the other big brands, so you never wonder if you overpaid. Harry's shaving products look great, and the weighted handle makes shaving feel great too. I like to keep my beard neat, and Harry's always leaves me with a smooth yet crisp shave. Harry's quality is top-notch, thanks to German-engineered blades made in their own factory that stay sharp longer. You can get a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, foaming shave gel, and a travel cover for just $3 at harrys.com/bluewire. And Harry's has the highest customer satisfaction in the shaving industry, plus a convenient subscription option that you can cancel at any time. Getting the best doesn't mean spending the most when you shave with Harry's. Get started with a $13 trial set for just $3 at harrys.com/bluewire. That's harrys.com/bluewire for a $3 trial set.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time, the Roast of Tom Brady, a Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart, the 7-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
So the final market we're going to look at here is the top goal scorer in the tournament. This is led by Mo Salah at 11-2. You've got Victor Osimhen at 13-2, Sadio Mane at 10-1, En Nesyri at 12-1, Riyad Mahrez at 12-1, Sebastian Haller at 14-1, Vincent Aboubakar of Cameroon at 14-1, Hakim Ziyech at 20-1, Iheanacho at 22-1, Inaki Williams at 25-1, Nicholas Jackson at 25-1, and everybody else is bigger than 33-1. This is a very, very difficult market, but I think the most logical thing to do here would simply be to go for a player whose team are relying on him to score goals. That, for me, excludes some of the big names here, because I think they're there because they are big names. But at the end of the day, those players, a lot of them are wide players, and they're going to find it difficult to score goals freely in this competition. When you're looking at an Iheanacho and an Osimhen, they could potentially split the goals. Sadio Mane and Mo Salah are stuck out in the wide areas. I think En Nesyri could be a very, very good play. And I also like Abubakar of Cameroon as well. For me, they are the two standout selections here. I think there's value on both, with El-Nesyri at 12-1 and Abubakar at 14-1 here to be the top scorer. Abubakar was the runaway winner of the Golden Boot, the last African Nations. He actually scored 8 goals, and I think he's overpriced to repeat the trick. When you're looking at the absence of Brian Abemu and Choupo-Moting as well, that means that he is undoubtedly the main man, and they will be relying on him to score goals. And he's been in good goal scoring form in Turkey for Besiktas already this season. He may now be the wrong side of 30 at 31, but that's nothing in the modern day game, although it could be argued that some of these African players may be way older than they say. There's been evidence of that in the past. But if he is generally 31, that's nothing. He's a player who scores goals and has scored wherever he's gone throughout his career. And I think at 14-1, he's way too big to be the top goal scorer once again at this tournament. So I'm backing him, and I'm backing El-Nesyri, because I do think that Morocco are going to be dangerous again in this competition, are going to go far. And I'm excluding those wing type players. I think there's going to be a lot of pressure on Mane and Mo Salah. I think they're going to be heavily marked. I think Victor Osimhen and Iheanacho could potentially split goals. And I also think that Nigeria aren't going to win their group. So I think here, Abubakar is the right choice to get it once again. And he's at a good price at 14-1. We're going to close out with the lock. In fact, we've turned it into a double lock. But despite the fact it's a double lock, we're taking nothing for teams to advance any further than the group stage. So we're going to take two group winners in a parlay, and then we're going to take a individual group winner. The reason we're doing this is because this tournament can be a lottery in the later stages, especially when it's such a defensive tournament and one goal can win games, or teams can force penalty shootouts. It's very, very difficult to make a educated pick on anything when it becomes such a lottery in the later stages. I think that's proven by the fact that Burkina Faso have always overperformed at the AFCON. They've actually made it to the semi-finals in 3 of the last 4 outings. Now, I don't think they're going to win the thing, but I did want to talk about them because they are a big example of how random this tournament can be. In addition to that, one of the things we haven't really discussed is how North African teams struggle south of the Sahara Desert. While North African sides make up 4 of the top 5 African teams in FIFA's rankings, none of them have actually won the AFCON tournament south of the Sahara Desert since 2010. There have been 5 tournaments since then. So climate could definitely be a factor. It could lead to low scoring games once again, with North Africa's desert climate, with the dry heat and everything below seeing soaring humidity due to the monsoon climate. That's probably going to be problems for Algeria, Egypt, Tunisia, and the team who I felt had the best chance of winning, Morocco. But this is definitely an obstacle that they would need to overcome. Since winning AFCON on home turf in 2004, Tunisia have only gone past the quarterfinal once. That was in Egypt in 2019, while Algeria, the 2019 winners, haven't made it past the group stage in 3 of the 4 most recent tournaments to be held outside of North Africa. So that's definitely something to consider. Despite that, I'm only going to use that as data to not invest too much in who wins the tournament, who reaches the semi-finals, who reaches this stage or that stage. I'm just simply going to look at these groups, and I cannot see past Senegal winning their group. So that's the single team I'm taking to win their group. I'm taking Senegal to win their group at the price of 10-11. We know we had Cameroon in that group, Guinea and Gambia. Cameroon second favourites at 6-4, but I'm willing to take Senegal at 10-11 -110 as my first selection here. Their group, of course, as we mentioned earlier, is Group C. So that's Senegal to win Group C at the price of 10-11. Now, we haven't seen too many repeat winners of the AFCON, not since 2010 as Iranian champion won the tournament, with Egypt doing a three-peat on that occasion as they won in 2006, 2008 and 2010. And the only other nation to win back-to-back titles was Cameroon in 2000 and 2002. But in 2021, Senegal could definitely join that elite group. As we mentioned earlier, they've already beaten Brazil recently. They've been very, very consistent under Alou Cissé since 2015. And the core 11 have been playing together for a long time. And that familiarity puts them in good stead to do something big here, which would be retaining the African Nations title. While some of the big stars are getting older, when you're looking at the likes of Sadio Mane, and Koulibaly, these players are capable of combining with the younger players to create an excellent blend here for this squad. As defending champions, Senegal have been there, they've done that, they know what it takes to get over the line. They grinded out a lot of games last time, be it with controlled possession or a deep low block. They are more than capable to do whatever it takes to go far here in this competition. They're also one of the teams who won't be affected by the climate. And given Senegal's success in Cameroon 2021 and with a similar climate here in the Ivory Coast, I think they're a safe bet to go far in this competition and definitely a safe bet to win this group. I think everything points to a strong title defence. They also have a round of 16 appearance behind them from the 2022 World Cup as well. So it is odd to see them here at 6-1. I do think that offers up some solid value, especially given that they were the 7-2 favourites in 2021. So I think they're a good bet to win the tournament. I think it could be them or Morocco. I certainly think they'll win the group, and I'm willing to commit to them to win the group. And we're going to take that at the price of 10-11. The parlay, the two-team parlay, is simply Morocco to win Group F, coupled with Algeria to win Group D. It would be a major disappointment if Algeria were to fall behind Burkina Faso in Group D. It's not even worth talking about the other two teams in the group. It will be between those two. It's a straight shootout between Burkina Faso and Algeria. And I'm taking Algeria. And whilst Morocco have a slightly tougher group with Congo and Zambia capable of sitting back and frustrating them, and other than En Nassiri, there isn't really a lot of goals in the Morocco team. They do have Ziyech and they do have En Nassiri in attack. But that solid backline that they have aren't going to concede many goals. And if you're not conceding goals, that does put you in a good position to win matches. 7 points from this group should be enough to top it. And therefore, we are parlaying those two teams together for the second half of your lock. So once again, you have two locks here on the show from the group stages. You have Senegal simply just to win their group at the price of 10-11. And then you have a two-team parlay pairing up Morocco and Algeria. When you pair those two selections together, you get the same price as Senegal just to win their group. So Morocco and Algeria paired together is priced up at 10-11 for that parlay. And you are also getting 10-11 on Senegal to individually win their group as a single bet. That's it for me and this AFCON, African Cup of Nations preview. Good luck with all of your bets as always, and thanks for listening.